Hi, Emily. This is Daniel Shepherd speaking. How are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. One of my budgie boys had a bit of an event last night. It looked like maybe some sort of neurological event. He sort of recovered a bit last night. We felt comfortable to sort of leave him in his house overnight. And we've woken up and he seems sort of okay. But I would like to have an appointment, if I could, with either Dr. Brock or Dr. Vanessa, if possible, just to get him checked out and see if there's any telltales as to what might have happened there.
Yeah, no worries at all. Neither of them are working today. I've got Dr. Kelwin today. So if you want Brock or Vanessa, they're on tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Does that doctor have a lot of experience with budgies?
He's one of our new avian vets, but if you do prefer Vanessa or Brock, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. is my first available.
Okay.
If he's otherwise doing well, he may have had a night fright, or how old is he?
So he's about 5 and a half now.
Yep. Okay.
So, it's a bit weird because we get both of the boys out. They live together, basically. We get them both out at night so they can have a bit of a fly around. We give them a little bit of treat, which is some Japanese millet that we grow ourselves.
Yeah.
And he was fine through that, but he did look like he was running a little bit warm. He just had his wings splayed out a little bit. And when he had this event, he was standing on his perch and he sort of gripped his perch and flapped, which I know that in itself isn't unusual, but it is for him. He doesn't do that very much. And when we had a close look at him, he'd sort of splayed out his wings, but they were shaking like with quite a high frequency.
Right.
So it could be that he's had a fright of some description. It did take him a while to calm down, but he was quite disorientated as well.
Thing is that if he's had a mild seizure or something like that, so look, I can get you in today to get my other vet to have a look at them, but if you do have the preference of Brock or Vanessa and your bird is otherwise doing well, I can get you in tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
All right, well let's do tomorrow morning, maybe a little bit later if we could. I've just got another appointment around 8:30.
Okay,
would there be something would there be something a bit later, maybe, say, 10 o'clock?
I can do 10:20 for you.
Yes, okay, let's do that. Let's lock that one in.
It's a 9:30 or a 10:20 for tomorrow.
Okay, let's go to 10:20 then. That should give me enough time to get back from that other appointment.
Yep.
And I'll just keep monitoring him. Like I said, he seems fine today. He's been vocalizing. He's eating. He's definitely crunching the seed. It's not just the predator response of pretending.
Good. And there's a good amount of feces and stuff in the bottom of the cage.
He's always had very, very liquidous type droppings, and he has been drinking a lot of water lately, but we spoke with Dr. Adrian Gallagher about this a couple of years ago, and he said that that's possibly just his normal, because he does drink a lot of water. Obviously it's warmed up a bit. He had a molt a couple of weeks ago. He totally lost his tail feather, and that's all re-established again. So he's probably had a bit of turmoil and a bit of discomfort in that period. But obviously we work to keep him as comfortable as we can during that transition.
Yeah. No, all good. All righty. Well, look, I've got him. Now, is it Huey or Albert?
It'll be Albert.
All right.
I will bring them both because they're each other's support bird.
That's all good. Not a problem at all. All righty. Well,
awesome.
We'll see you tomorrow at 10:20.
Yeah, and I'll just keep monitoring, and if anything changes, we might sort of escalate it. Yeah, if we have
absolutely.
To, but if we don't, that's a great plan anyway.
All right. No worries at all, Daniel. We'll see you then. Hopefully we don't hear from you today.
Yeah, keep the fingers crossed.
That's
Thank
right.
you so much for your help there, Emily.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye for now.